The federal government's committed $3 million at that meeting last night of leaders. It's on top of the $2 million promised last week for emergency aid. Australia has also joined calls for a full, impartial and credible investigation into the explosions. Thousands of young Australians struggling to get home from the UK have been granted a reprieve by the British government after their visas were extended until the end of the month. The Australian government's decision to cap flights has led to a shortage in seats and higher prices, making it increasingly difficult for young people abroad. Now, more than 10,000 Aussie and Kiwi citizens have signed a petition seeking further extensions to their once-in-a-lifetime youth mobility visas. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
My name's Sarah. I've been living in London for just on 2 years now. I'm 24 years old and I'm working for an NHS charity here. If I'd have gone home when the government was telling people to go home, I would have been going home to be unemployed and living with my parents and on government payments.
Sarah Kennedy's contract and her youth visa will expire next month.
I just think that there should be a lot more empathy about the difficulties that people are facing.
She's worried getting a seat on a plane will be difficult. The British government has extended visas due to expire until August the 31st. But that doesn't help Sarah. Her visa ends on September the 7th.
I mean, it's pretty clear to me that I'm probably not going to be getting out by the 7th of September, just based off other people's experiences.
My name's Lane Wiseman. I've been in London for the last 8 months working as a teacher.
24-year-old Lane isn't even halfway through her two-year visa, but her contract with a British school has come to an end and she's heading home to Newcastle.
Obviously, I don't have a lot of money. Been working over here. It's my first time living out of home. It's been a dream that I've had since I was 16 years old. And to come over here and all of this happened, and then trying to get home and being denied, it's been a massive roller coaster for me. But I've had my flights changed or cancelled 4 times now, with no guarantee of my next flight actually going.
Last month, the Australian government introduced a daily cap on the number of international arrivals. Just 30 passengers per flight are able to land at Sydney Airport, for instance. Some travellers say they've had to purchase business class tickets to ensure they're not bumped from the flight. New Zealander Katie Marnane is in a similar position. She started a petition to try and get the British government to go further and extend the visas until it's easier and cheaper to get home.
It just took off. Like, it was like watching an election or something. Like, the numbers climbed so quickly and I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to like get 10,000 and I think this morning I looked and it hit 10,000 and I was like, ah!
The British government's indicated it's not willing to offer a further reprieve, but Katie is still hopeful.
We pay a lot of money to have this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We just kind of felt really robbed of our time.
For the under-30s, it's a visa of a lifetime. Now their adventures a world away are another coronavirus casualty. This is Samantha Hawley in London, reporting for AM.